Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Taylor, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Tell us who we are ghost hunting for today.
Well, we are ghost hunting for Shane.
All right. Tell us about Shane.
Shane and I went on a few dates. We met through Bumble, and he seemed like the most normal person on there, you know. He was a really normal guy. And
as they usually do.
How would you like to put that on your resume? Most normal dude on Bumble.
And then he just ghosted me. I haven't heard a thing from him since the last time we saw each other. And I'm just wondering what the heck's going on.
So you said a couple of dates. So obviously the first one went well enough to have a second or third. Tell us about the dates.
We did have a few. Yeah. Well, he did stay over at my house. And then after that, I just never heard from him. I don't know what's going on.
Well, there you go. I mean, come on.
You only went on a couple dates. You got to stay over and, you know, you do the thing and then they never hear from you again.
Right. Once you cash the check, you don't have to keep walking into the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? I can't think of any single thing that I might have said or did that was weird or awkward.
I think probably that bank lobby wasn't as comfortable as other bank lobbies you've been to.
Well, let me ask you this, Taylor. Did it feel like there was a strong connection?
I thought so. I thought we got along really great.
And how did the whole thing end?
He left in the morning and we said goodbye and he said he'd text me later and he never did.
And this is not as clear to you as it is to Jeff and Kelly.
If it's clear to you guys, that's amazing because I did nothing weird. I promise I did nothing weird, and I have no idea why he just ghosted me.
Maybe you should have. You
know? Stick out a little more, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, stay memorable, kids.
I think they're saying that he might have been there for some superficial reasons.
I'm completely lost as to why this happened.
So, you know the baseball analogy where you run the bases? Did he get all the way around the bases?
Yes.
It was a home run. Okay.
You could call that a grand slam.
Yeah.
Well, the way ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show works is one of us knows the answer. Jen, do you know why he bailed?
I do not know.
I do not know why he bailed.
I do.
Kelly Cheese wielding the power today.
I know. I'm asking these questions because I'm hoping that you can come up with this answer because it's so strange, and I really don't think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Is it what we've already predicted?
No.
It's not?
No. I tried to go along with you for a second just because I feel bad for what it is because it's something about you.
I really can't think of anything I might have done. And if it's something I've done, then...
Then you can use this moving forward on the next Bumble match.
Absolutely.
Right, but that's the thing. This is something that it's very hard to change.
What?
All right, well...
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, Taylor, we'll come right back here in 3 minutes, and you'll get the answers that you need with Ghost Hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
And now we return to the ghost hunt already in progress.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
A ghost hunt in progress here on the Jeff and Jen Show. If you're just jumping in, we heard from Taylor, who met a guy on Bumble, had a great couple of dates, and they really had a strong connection. And after a sleepover, he's ghosted. So Taylor wants to find out the reasons why. And Kelly Cheese has tracked down this man named Shane and found out the reasons.
What was the clue you gave? She cannot change it, or it'll be really tough to change.
It would be hard to change.
Great. This will be fun then. Here you go. Here's some feedback you can do nothing with.
I've got to know.
A very funny, very smart woman. But really, I gotta be honest, she reeks of barbecue all the time. I mean, just smells of barbecue all the time.
You said she smells like barbecue?
Yes, like her house smells of barbecue. Her pillows smell of barbecue. The car smells of barbecue. I mean, she walks in the room and then 5 feet from her, you just smell bacon. You just smell barbecue. And I mean, I can't do that every day. There's only so much food smells you can take.
Taylor, do you know you smell like barbecue?
And by the way, not everybody would find that to be a turn off. There are some people in this world who would really be into that.
Well, I work at a barbecue restaurant, and I mean, you know, if you work at a place, of course you're going to smell like whatever they serve. And
yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's where I work. It's what I do.
Yeah, you can't really avoid that. So that's like, just an occupational hazard right there.
That's just such a weird reason to ghost somebody.
It's better than Mexican, right?
It's not, and it's also
Mexican is so good.
Yeah, but that lingering. Oh yeah, Mexican food's the best, but that lingering smell is not as good as a lingering barbecue smell.
Mm. At least it's variety. Like barbecue, you just smell like hot meat all the time.
But that smoky smell.
That's hilarious.
For what it's worth, that's not the reason he ghosted. He's ghosted because he got what he wanted and then he bailed. That's just his excuse.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. If I got into somebody's car, you got to think about it. Like every time you get into their car, that it smells like barbecue. I mean, don't get me wrong. Bacon sounds amazing, but
I feel like that is actually fixable, Taylor. You could take off your clothes right after work. You could just make sure you get a few of those, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond little plug-in thingies on the wall.
Jen, you can't. I know somebody who worked in a hibachi grill restaurant.
Yeah.
And they would come home and walk around to their back door of their house so they could take off their clothes
outside.
So they would walk in their bra and underwear and immediately go to the shower. And you could still smell it in their house.
Really?
Yes. It just lives there.
I did ask Shane if he wanted to go on another date.
Would you go on another date with Taylor?
If she didn't smell like barbecue. Yes, absolutely.
You should get a job at a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, just switch it up. So what about you? Would you go on a date with him again, or are you kind of offended by the ghosting?
I'm really offended that that's the only reason. The only reason he ghosted me is because I smell like the restaurant that I work at.
It's not. It's the reason is because, okay. He got the brisket and he's had better. That's the reason.
Ouch.
If that's the real reason, then no. I don't need to be with someone who can't say to me, you know what, smells like barbecue, or just tell me in a nice way.
Well, now you know, right?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, aside from all that, how's the mac and cheese at your place? Is it good?
It's fantastic. You guys should really try it.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.